Hey guys, this is John. I'm sure you weren't expecting to hear my voice anytime soon. I just want to start off by apologizing. I announced that the show was coming back. I dropped an episode and then I completely disappeared off the face of the earth. And since then I've had some people reach out to me over Twitter, just like compliments me on the podcast, asking how I was doing. And to those people I did respond, and but I want to make sure that the rest of you guys know that I'm doing okay. It's very easy, especially in these times, to assume that the worst has happened, but I am healthy. Me and my family are doing okay. None of us have been personally afflicted with the coronavirus. We're still being able to work and just we're taking all the precautions that we need to, and just wearing the mask. I mean, there's so many back and forth of whether they're actually effective or not, but I figured, hey, it's just a piece of cloth. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but I mean, even if the science is not completely 100% shaken out yet, I'm just gonna go ahead and wear one just to be sure. So it's not a huge deal. So yeah, so but so far we're all doing good and able to work and all that stuff. So I just want to let you guys know I'm safe, healthy. And I haven't gone anywhere. The podcast is still something I think about every day, really, because I listen to podcasts every day. I'm just like, man, I really need to get back to mine. And I will. I definitely will. I noticed that people have been listening. I don't know how many listens I've gotten since January, but it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. I can't remember the overall plays I started off with in January, but it's definitely significantly increased, despite me not releasing any episodes. So that's really cool to see. Thank you to all those who are just listening to the show for the first time, that maybe were just searching in their podcast feeds for a manga podcast or maybe a first specific series discussion, and they happen to stumble upon my podcast. Thank you guys for taking a listen. Hopefully you liked it. If not, you're probably not listening to this right now. But yeah, and just thank for you guys. If you are still subscribed to me and I'm still and you see this episode in your feed, just thanks for staying subscribed. I do plan to come back to this. I promise. I promise. I'm not. This is still like a project of mine that I want to continue doing. I enjoy doing it. It's just lately I've been prioritizing other things in my free time. But yeah, one of the biggest things going on right now, I'm in the process of moving actually, and this week is my last week at the place that I'm currently living. I think it's the 30th. We're actually going to be gone, not coming back. And yeah, it's just a lot of work, as whoever's moved before can tell you. I'm sure you guys know. Yeah, it's a ton of work. It really is. My mom is a single mom. I'm still living with her because even despite being a college graduate, I'm not in any position to move out on my own because I still haven't found my college degree hasn't really paid for itself yet. So I'm still looking for that job. I've been working, other places in the meantime to make a living so I could support myself, pay for my own things, pay rent from towards my mom because I'm definitely not a freeloader. I pay for all my own things. I don't want her to, or you guys, to get the wrong impression of me. I'm an adult. I should be able to cover my own expenses. But I'm also not, despite how much I sorely want to be in my own place, I'm not in any rush to just throw myself out there when I have debts to take care of and I have, a very small savings. So, yeah, so I'm tagging along for the move. And it's my mom's a single mom. This is the first time buying a house on her own, and she's trying her best. I'm here to support her until we get settled and everything. And hopefully in the next couple, maybe the next year or two, I will be out on my own. So yeah, it's a big project and it's been sucking up a lot of free time. And before then, it's just I was spending a lot of time with some of the friends I have in this area that I'm living before I head out. I'm moving like 3.5 hours away from this area, so it kind of sucks. So I'm just trying to make the most of the time I have here. And yeah, that means not a lot of manga reading. Manga is something I went to a lot when before I had much of a social life. It's kind of like a manga reading is kind of like an isolated thing, it's like it's weird. It's like something I do for my own pleasure because I don't really have anybody to discuss it with, which is part of the reason why I started the podcast. But because now I've made more friends and they have other interests, I prioritize, my friends and family over, my own personal interests. When I move, I'm gonna be by myself again. Yeah, whole new lifestyle, whole new people. So I expect I'll have a lot of time to myself until I make some friends. So I expect I will be continuing the podcast rather soon. My brothers go back to school and everything, and I figure out what the heck my schedule is gonna look like when it was my new job. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. I've applied to like 30 jobs. And none of them, a couple of them replied back and they were denials. So like three of them weren't interested, and the other ones haven't replied. So I need to follow up with some of them. Hopefully I can get some sort of positive news. But it's okay. I have enough like savings to kind of like cover some of my expenses and for a few for a month at least, and that should give me plenty of time to have a job. It'll be much easier to search for a job when I'm actually in the area that I'm gonna be working. I can drive, and so applying for a job at a place you're moving to that's 3.5 hours from where you're currently living, isn't easy. So yeah, guys, just wish me luck on my job hunt and the move. Hopefully everything goes safely. We have a lot of vehicles, and it's a long drive, 3.5 hours. I mean, I've driven longer, but I'm just not looking forward to this. The drive is gonna be the worst part, with all that stuff, and I have to go like 55 miles an hour because I'm gonna be freaking having a dolly or whatever, towing my car behind me. My mom's gonna be towing a trailer, and then on our second trip it's gonna be the moving truck, and oh, fun. I don't mean to end this on like a downer, but I want you guys to know that I'm very much paying attention to the things going on in the world right now. Not even just Corona, but just the injustices. Not like this is anything new, but it's definitely it's more relevant than it's ever been now, because it's honestly insane how much this has become a problem. And I'm just speaking to actually before I gotta word this, and I'm trying to word this carefully. I'm not much of a political person. I know I understand how important it is to be aware of politics and be, well versed in world issues and stuff like that, especially issues in your own country. But it's just never something I was interested in. And it's probably selfish of me, but they say ignorance is bliss. I was talking to a buddy at work actually this morning, and he's like, I just can't. I stopped watching the news. I just can't. It's too depressing, and I don't blame him. But all I really have to say is that in regards to George Floyd, I think the what went down was obviously wrong. And to the people that try to undermine this whole situation, because of course there's people that come out of the woodwork online and say that, well, he was a criminal, he had a criminal background, it doesn't matter. The cop had no right to decide this man's fate, especially when he was defenseless and in cuffs. And even if he had a criminal background, the punishment definitely does not fit the crime. So you are completely, it just baffles me that people can say some of the things they say online. It's just terrible, absolutely terrible. I don't believe that George Floyd was some sort of hero or anything, but this whole situation has definitely brought to light issues that have always been here in the US, and I think it's important to discuss them, acknowledge that these are very real problems that we have. And also that the cop that was responsible for George Floyd's murder is at fault. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Whether he got himself put in that situation or not, it doesn't matter. That whole situation should have never happened, and it's wrong. And all the murders that have taken place in the past, have I don't need to go into this, but. But I will say that I support the peaceful protests that are going on. I don't agree with the destruction of property. I think that's just, I know there are people out there like, well, buildings can be rebuilt. I think there are plenty of beautiful examples of peaceful protests going on in the world. And unfortunately, the news tends to sensationalize the property destruction and such. I don't think everything's you know, a riot. You know, it's the rioting definitely undermines the protests that are going on. It's very unfortunate. And I don't, you know, the opportunists that are out there taking advantage of this emotional, tense time just to destroy stores and loot them. Your crime is not excused because of what's going on. I mean, it's still, you're still committing a crime. I mean, like, who destroys a Nintendo store in New York City? Like, why? What does Nintendo have to do with any of this? You know, like, I hope, like, you know, these people that are going home at night, like, how can they think that they're in the right when, as they're sitting next to their Mario plushies and game consoles that they stole from a Nintendo store? Anyways, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but I don't agree with the opportunists that have taken advantage of the situation to just cause more destruction and more harm to innocent businesses and people. But I do support the protests that are going on, the peaceful protests. Just, yeah, I just want you guys to I would want to let you guys know, I acknowledge, I don't want to just go by and breeze through this like, you know, nothing's going on. It's very real. And I'm sorry if you come to the podcast for, you know, an escape from the real world, but I just want to let you guys know that this is where, you know, this is my stance on the matter, in case any of you guys were curious. I don't think it's a controversial stance. I think this is, you know, it baffles my mind that people can say, like, all lives matter. I don't think they understand what they're saying when they say that. I don't think people understand the significance of the, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and how much they're undermining that with, by saying all lives matter. It's just because someone says Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that the other life, you know, everyone else's lives doesn't. That's not the point. And I don't need to go into this, but I mean, just do some research. There are plenty of people out there that have made very, that are more, much more articulate and intelligent than I am, that could explain to you why this is important. And you should not be going around retorting, saying all lives matter on, you know, Facebook and such. I have people in my family, I'm just like, it hurts my head. It really hurts my head, but it hurts my heart. Like, these are people I love that I call family, and they're saying these things, and I don't think they realize what they're saying. And it's very sad. It's like an emotional roller coaster. I'm angry, and then I get, you know, I'm just frustrated, and then I'm sad. You know, just guys, spread some positivity. Please don't go around. I mean, if you're out there protesting, all the power to you, but please don't go around destroying things, and even spreading hatred towards, you know, people of authority, the police. I have a girl at work that's just like, defund the police. All police are monsters. There's no such thing as a good cop. And it's just like, I understand your anger and your frustration. And she's like, well, you know, the police are defending a broken system, so on and so forth. Like, you can't make these wide blanket statements. I mean, that you just can't. You can't say that about the entire police force as a whole. You don't know these people. You're judging them because of their profession, and you don't even know them. You know, like, you can't say. I agree that sorry, that was my dog. She's still making noise back there. She's Daisy. Hi, Daisy. You can't make these broad generalizations about a group of people. I mean, does that sound familiar? Like, you can't be making statements about people you don't know just because of who they are, you know, what their profession is, or what the color of their skin looks like, or, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, this is a tired argument. This is something that's shouldn't need explaining. But yeah, I just have, like, that girl at my work. I just, like, you know, I'm just like, I nod my head. I don't feel like getting into it. You know, like, it's very tough. This is very tough. I want to, like, argue, but it's like, some people are just so set in their ways that you just, no matter what you say, you cannot change their mind. And it's very unfortunate. Oh, Daisy. No. No squeak. No squeaky. But I just want to thank you guys. And again, that's my stance on the situation. I wanted to acknowledge, you know, what's going on in the world. I don't want to pretend like it doesn't exist. I think that what's going on is, you know, if anything, it's causing discussion. And I think that's good. And hopefully it leads to good change, you know, productive change. That's what I'm hoping for. So I just want to thank you guys for sticking around. I plan to come back soon after this move. We'll see within the next month or so. I want to say that I'll be able to jump on the podcast train again, get some manga reading done. Yeah, you guys, just please stay safe. Just, you know, I want you guys to be healthy and happy. Please wear a mask when you're out in crowded areas. Even if you have, like, some, you know, conspiracies about it, or, you know, doubts, just, it couldn't hurt, you know. If anything, I just want you guys to be safe, okay? So, I'm wearing a mask. I don't like it, but I'm doing it because I think it's important. And all the protests going on, I have caused people to forget that Corona's still happening. And in the U.S., like, you know, the country that I live in, people are still dying at like over 100,000. That's not a small number. And yet there are people walking around like this is not happening. Like, this doesn't exist. It just boggles my mind. But I just, thank you guys for listening to my whole speech here. And I just appreciate you guys. And you guys stay safe, and things are going to get better. It might take a while. It might take some pain, but I like to think it's going to get better. So, all right. You guys have a wonderful rest of your year. Hopefully we'll see what happens. I hope to drop an episode soon. I just got to get all my ducks in order. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.